What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I say?
What do I say? In the Macmillan online community, we know what it's like to have cancer, because we have it too. So, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to ask about cancer, whatever the time of day or night, we'll do whatever it takes to help you. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Wondery's new podcast, Dis and Tell, wades into the glorious mess of celebrity beef. Each episode explores a different iconic celebrity feud and asks, what does our obsession with these feuds say about us? Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, little Benini Tunes. What you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Very excited over there today. I love it.
You know what? You woke me up. When I say woke up, like spiritually woke me up pre-show, because I came in today kind of like, oh man, I'm like everything. That the reunion, it took a lot out of me. But now we had some chit chat, we talked about stuff, we gossiped, and now I'm like alive and I'm ready to podcast. So yeah, awesome. Let's do it.
All you need is a little shit talking before you start, you know?
Oh man, it's the best.
Yeah. So everybody, welcome to the show today. Thanks for being here. It is an epic episode. It's a supersized part 3 reunion finale of Salt Lake City. A lot of non-answers, a lot of crazy things happen. So we're going to dive into that. It'll probably be 10 parts, so just brace, gorge yourselves. Yeah. Tickets for the Crappies are on sale now for our show in LA on February the 17th. It's going to be a huge show for us. We're so excited to do it. You can also do prelim voting right now. You can find links over on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you'll find links to Patreon, where you can get this video, which we're talking on video right now, huh? Yeah. Crappens on Demand. And also bonus episodes. And guess what? Crappies will have a live streaming option ticket this year.
It's a fish.
We are working with Moment this year again, when they do a great job. So if you guys can't make it to LA, guess what? You can now buy tickets. So go get those streaming tickets for February 17th.
Yeah.
That is a party.
By the way, sorry to interrupt. Hopefully by the time we're done recording, we will have the link and it'll be up on our site. But if it's not up by the time you listen to this, just check back again. Like, it's supposed to be coming to us like any minute now. Any minute, guys. The link is arriving. Any minute.
Second. That's a big party, because that is like a couple thousand people usually or more. Online, yeah. There is a comment section that goes across the screen the entire show. Massive amounts of joke telling and shit talking going on in there. So that's just a super fun place to be. And that kind of talking won't get you kicked out of the show like it will at the other show.
It won't. Right, so. But by the way, I'm sorry to like to really like tease out this moment, but I do want to say, honestly, thank you to everyone who has voted already. We've had like over 10,000 votes on our thing. And like the ballot is really fun. It's really fun to see what's going to make it, because we're going to take the top 5 in each category, and those will be the official nominations, which we will announce on February 5th, I believe. So definitely go and vote. You can vote for as many as you want in the categories, because it's all about getting that information. But once the nominations come out, you can only vote for one when that happens. So it's just going to be cool. I feel like this is going to be such a showdown between Reality Vontees and Scandoball this year. Like Vanderpump Rules, Salt Lake City, which is kind of funny, because today is the final Salt Lake City episode. This time next week, Vanderpump Rules premiere. So like we have like these giants of Bravo over the past year duking it out at the Crappies, but also on our airwaves right now. I'm like, this is a great time to be a Bravo viewer.
It really is. You know, we've been blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Yeah.
Hashtag blessed. But guess what you're going to be blessed with right now? A 10-hour recap.
10
of
hours.
The ending of this season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Let's do this. Let's jump in. Hawk Choir went fucking insane in the you couldn't even hear what anybody was talking about. Now, first of all, there's a general note for the reunion. I know reunions are over talking, screeching over each other. That's the nature of the beast. I don't want the beast to change. Keep the beast the same. But I couldn't understand a lot of what was said during this reunion because I had to keep rewinding it to figure out what the fuck everybody was saying under each other. And also the Haas. I mean, the Trixie Monoclackle Choir was like, listen here, we've been put on the back burner enough. I feel like you're using the boom, 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 more than you're using the Haas. So here's what we've done. We've brought in the boom, 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 doom guy, and we've brought in the Haas. Hit it! I was like, whoa, who let Trixie into the cocaine stash? Because she was singing so loudly and so crazily, you couldn't even hear the beginning of the show.
It was wild. No, Trixie basically was like, she basically gathered the choir together and she's like, all right, everyone, now listen up, okay? Today we're going to New York City, okay? We normally work in Salt Lake City. We're going to the big city today, okay? It is media capital of the world. So you know what I want? I want the Haas to be Haas. I want the Lows to be Hoos. We are bringing all the, we're bringing all the heat right now because this is our moment. First step is reunion. Next step, Saturday Night Live. Third step, Grammy Awards. Okay, put the vision out there, everyone.
And they got to it. I mean, it was a lot of Haas.
They did it.
I just picture a lot of computerized, like, Siri ladies with white turtlenecks in the background, just kind of clapping on, you know, on the ones and the ones and the twos.
And the threes.
The ones and the threes, right.
Also known as my natural beat. Something I never realized until I started dating a dancer, choreographer. Yeah. We're back now at the Goonies set, as someone pointed out on Twitter. And Andy is like, wow, look at God, the expressions that Meredith has been giving me this reunion. God, Meredith. And she's like, well, I'm me.
You've been giving me stink eye for 2 hours. Have I really? Where I'm from, that's called resting benzo face, Andy. Sorry, I've just been zoning out. I don't know if you've noticed. I've got the crystal of power around my neck. What the fuck? Don't turn a light directly on Meredith because it's going to hit that crystal on her neck and burn a hole straight through her body. Did you notice that thing? What are you trying to kill ants in kindergarten? What is that? It looks like a magnifying glass.
Well, Andy, once this reunion's done, I'm going to climb up on the bow of that ship that we have behind us and throw this jewel off into the ocean, Titanic style, so get ready for that.
It's been 84 years.
Far, wherever you are, my white bean salad will go on.
Brooksy will go on.
You just see Brooksy snowshoeing across the waves, like psh, psh, psh,
psh, psh. Seth, paint me like one of your women. Okay. No, not motorboat me, Seth.
You just painted Whitney's boobs. You just painted Whitney's boob cake, Seth.
Amazing that all this is happening on the set behind them. So, because we do have to, I mean, I feel like we should remind people that there is a full-on ship. They built a ship behind Andy Cohen. It is like Pirates of the Caribbean back there.
Yeah. My favorite part, you know, I don't mind the set. Jeff Lewis went on to, I guess, Watch What Happens Live and was like, your set's stupid. Stop giving the gays so much control, which is hilarious. He's like, it's time to put your foot down. I didn't really... The thing that I noticed the most is just that anchor hanging off of the coffee table. I mean, that kills me. And it could kill one of them, you know? This show really, in all the talk this episode and the past few episodes about safety and what are we doing for the cast safety, Andy? What are we doing? You want to know what he's doing? He's putting a fucking giant anchor right there where one of you dumbasses is going to trip over it and fall and hurt your damn selves. That's
what they always have sort of like the Salt Lake City reunion sets are always somewhere between like a Bravo reunion and like Double Dare, you know? Like, I feel like you have to trip over the anchor, but then you also have to pull out a red flag from something. And then Angie's like, opa!
And dope, right after double this dare. Commercial break where we're going to have the cast set themselves on fire and stop, drop, and roll themselves out. It's like, geez, can we just... have some questions.
All right, let's wheel on a giant nose, and you have to stick your finger in the nostrils and pull out the next question.
All right, Heather, the next question you're going to answer is going to be underwater after you've been held down there for more than 3 minutes. Goodbye.
So Andy's like, yeah, Meredith, you're giving me all these crazy expressions. And he's like, are you mad at me? She's like, mad at you? Not at all. I'm just, like I said before, benzoed out, just pretending I'm Bermuda again. If you want to ask me questions about that, I'm all, oh, no questions about the benzo chapter. No. Okay, fine. That's fine.
Because usually people give me dirty looks at the Jersey reunions, not SLC.
And you know Jen Aiden just threw a meatball at the TV screen like,
oh, yeah, no, do it again, bitch. Do it again.
Nikki, what's so wrong with a girl? Just want to give a guy a look, baby.
Yeah. You want a piece of me, Andy? I'm here. I'm here whenever you're ready.
You want a pizza me or you want a pizza bagel, baby?
A pizza oven. Bling, 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 bling.
They all just got sidetracked.
You stole that idea from me, bitch.
Okay, you know what I want to put in a pizza oven? Some Snickers creamer. Okay, try that out for size. All right, everyone, you guys aren't even at this reunion. We need to focus here, guys.
You know what needs to be cooked a little bit less? Louis's terrible reputation. All right, it's been in the oven a little bit too long.
Oh, not according to Bo Dietl. Bo Dietl loves my reputation, okay? I'm a realtor.
Okay, so here we go. We are just going to start with this reunion. This is going to be bonkers today.
Yeah, we're.
Oh, by the way, I just said there's one other announcement I have to make. It's going to be annoying today because I'm going to sound like I'm taking these really long, awkward pauses because my new goal is to stop. Listen, it's 2024. I'm making new goals for myself, okay? Here's one of them. Stop saying, so. So I've had a couple of comments like, all you say is, so. And I listened back a little bit, and it's true.
Ronnie, I'm going to make you feel better, okay? First of all, I also say variations on so. And when I get excited, I say like a million times, which is really embarrassing, especially when we're trying to do our little video clips, and I watch us doing our video clips. And I'm like, I don't like, and then like, how that loves like, and like. So first of all, that's okay. We have to do a lot of talking, so if we need to say those words, we are allowed to have some place fillers. And furthermore, when I was in college, I took a class on linguistics, and I asked about the word like and using the word like, and the linguistics professor said, you know, like is a space filler, and we're allowed to use it, and people shouldn't make fun of when people say like and like or things like so because we our brains need those moments to catch up, and if we don't catch up, then we're just going to be disasters. I may be paraphrasing him, but my point is don't feel bad because you have to put in a place filler to catch up with your brain to what you want to say next.
I don't feel bad. It's just that now I've noticed it and I just want to shut myself up. Okay, it's a goal. Oh. Let me have my goal. Listen, without self-hatred, I wouldn't run. That's how I run. That's my fuel. I need to be disappointed in myself at all times or I won't do anything. If I'm just proud of myself, I'll just be in bed. Okay.
I do believe there are AI filters now that can filter out things like and so because I shit you not, apparently Doritos, I think it's Doritos, came out with an AI filter that edits out the sound of munching on chips. So the idea is like, eat chips while you podcast because this filter will edit the sound out. Oh, Lord. Do I trust it? No. But we're moving that way in society.
Doritos has added a filter that just removes PK's hands from constantly coming into the bag while they're trying to shoot an ad. Okay.
Because like, don't erase my expression. Chips on my expression. Now you're erasing me. It's erasure. Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, erasure.
Welcome back from a game of kick the housewife off the wagon to... Wow, this is a really long monologue I'm giving. It was a fun season. So we see a montage of the drag queen competition and Lisa breaking down because she had to wear drag queen makeup. Saying, my makeup artist is on retainer, okay? I have glam in Monaco. I have glam in Saint-Tropez. I have glam wherever I go. Hold on, open the window.
A Lisa breakdown. You know, of amazing quotes from Bravo, how did that one escape us? That just goes to show you how great this show is. Because that,
I have glam in Monaco. I have glam in Saint-Tropez.
We really, I have to say, going back to the Crappy's ballots, like, I, you know, for as much as we got in there, there's stuff that we just keep on forgetting. You know, that, I mean, it's just, it's hard. Bravo gives us so many wonderful, it's a lot.
There's a lot.
So we see, it's a montage of, like, that. It's a montage of all the games, the table games, etc. And then as the montage is editing, you know, they have Monica in the little box watching it. And she goes, wow, it's better than, like, 55 and acting the way you guys do. I'm like, what?
It's because Lisa, they're even talking over each other while the clips are playing, right? So there's all these things that are going on the screen. And Lisa goes, what are you, like, 12? And she's
like, well, it's better than acting 55 like you guys do, old lady.
And then we get a boom.
That makes more sense.
So then we come back because, of course, that's a Monica response, right? Also, you know, I know that everybody hates Monica on the stage right now, but they're not giving her terrible advice. I mean, Lisa says a few times in this, like, you're just so bad at arguing. You got to stop. Like, argue better. Just saying you're old and ugly isn't an argument. Like, I need more, you know? Like, if you're going to be on stage with the big dogs, I'm going to need more. Like, add in poor, like Lisa does, you know? Yeah. Just add in some poor shaming or something.
I think, actually, if I had to give a note to Monica... Which, oh, by the way, in case no one heard, Monica got fired. But I think what we see in this reunion is, like, we've seen the limits of Monica. Like, we see how she is a freshman housewife because there was a way for her to come in here and save her job, and she didn't do it. Like,
100%. And she, like, that's where she's a rookie. By saying,
oh my God, there is just so much you guys don't know. When I finally have my chance to get my story, you are going to hear it all.
And then we get here and she doesn't. What is her story? It's worse. Like, it's even worse. It's even worse than we thought. It gets worse every week.
Yeah, she could have saved her job. She could have repaired things, I believe. I think this was it was a hard uphill battle, but she could have done it. But she didn't do it. And that's where it's like, you know, it's like when you see a rookie football player, they're like a rookie football player is massively talented. They got to the NFL, but then they drop the ball in the big game because they don't have the experience yet. And that is important. So this was too much for her, I think. It got away from her.
It got away from her. She's got the sass, I think. She's got the attitude. She's got the charisma. She's got a fun personality. I think overall, I mean, I like her overall. I think as a housewife, she's just a bad audition. And now this show is famous for bad auditions. Angie Harrington, notoriously terrible. Angie, Greek Angie, not great. Like, not a great
actress. I love it. I love Greek Angie.
Well, no, hold on. Now she's, but that's my point. She's been terrible, but she's like warmed everybody over and gotten to us, you know, like gotten to our hearts. But Monica's just not really, Monica has this huge chance here. Now, I do see that she's gotten to a lot of hearts because I do read the internet. And so I do see that she's got a ton of people furious that she's gone. I say I was rooting for you and this was your big audition and like you couldn't even rehearse better comebacks than you got. You still have your old and ugly. That's what you've got. Come on. I need more. I believe in you.
I mean, I think that Monica is going to go down as the greatest single season housewife of all time. This is not going to be the end of Monica. We're going to see her. She will most certainly be on The Traitors next season. I think they could even find a way to bring her back to the show. She maybe needs to be on quote unquote pause.
Well, that's pause. And that's the other thing. Don't everybody get so excited. They're riling you up on purpose. They did not fire Monica. Andy said today she's on pause. So she's not fired. She will be brought back. Do you really think they're going to let Monica walk out the door? No.
They can't. I mean, look, I thought Monica was wonderful. I thought, like, she gave us amazing moments, her and her mom. She was just great. She was everything you could want for. I was disappointed that she did not. She seemed so savvy all season long. And she was, to me, she played this reunion incorrectly. And she fell into every single one of Lisa Barlow's traps, actually, because Lisa Barlow would often come at Monica at this reunion. And Monica would sort of meet Lisa Barlow where her energy was. And Monica needed to play the victim. Like, she needed to do the thing where she was a victim of Jen Shah and she got caught up in this mess. She didn't know what to do. And now she feels like she has like made genuine friendships for the first time in her damaged life. And here she has ruined them all because she got caught up in social media and all mm-hmm. she can do is hope that people can find it in their hearts. Yada, yada, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
And exactly. And you know who's a master at that? Heather.
Heather Day.
Oh my gosh. And to see these people come on here after we've been calling this the Community Theater Housewives since episode one. Okay. This is my favorite community theater show on TV. I've always wanted there to be a show about community theater, and we finally got it. It's like people just trying to put on this mm-hmm. Housewives show. We've teased it about that ever since the start. But to see these people become real full-fledged pros, I mean, it does show you that like people like Monica just need a little practice and a little experience, because whoever thought that these people would become so good at this? I mean, the way that Heather turns this whole thing around into some victim monologue, and she's so victimized, and ooh, and she's crying, and the lady, Whitney's sitting on her lap, and the ladies are all, I mean, it is such a load of bullshit, and I'm so proud of her for pulling that off. I mean,
she pulled it off.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Being an actual royal is never about finding your happy ending. But the worst part is, if they step out of line or fall in love with the wrong person,
it changes the course of history.
I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
We've been telling the stories of the rich and famous on the hit Wondery show Even the Rich, and talking about the latest celebrity news on Rich and Daily. We're going all over the world on our new show, Even the Royals.
We'll be diving headfirst into the lives of the world's kings, queens, and all the wannabes in their orbit throughout history. Think Succession meets The Crown meets real life.
We're going to pull back the gilded curtain and show how royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of, well, everything else. Like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
That's what you have to do. I mean, I feel like we've seen people claw their way out of bigger holes than what Monica was in. And Monica's in a big hole, but she just keeps on digging it. And that's, you know, so that's why when Lisa Barlow says, you gotta be smarter when you argue, it is true. Now, that being said, Lisa Barlow could also be smarter when she argues too. So,
well, Lisa Barlow has the advantage. When you argue on these shows, you have to be smart or you have to be funny. And Lisa Barlow is so funny. She's not smart. Her arguments are terrible. She makes herself look like a complete moron every single time. Like, Lisa Barlow, I don't think, has ever won an argument on this show by being smart. She's just so funny that you're like, okay. I mean, the fact that she tries to make every single sentence about herself, even when it's terrible, you know? She's
yes.
Like, but what about me? I'm more Mormon than anybody. I'm the most Mormon. I'm the most Smithiest of all Josephs on this stage. There. Yamaka said it.
So anyway, she's like, you gotta be smarter when you argue. And Monica's like, I can say what I want, girl. What? And Lisa's like, well, you're not really good at arguing. So then Whitney chimes in, wait, can we give credit to Meredith that she shook that butter the whole time? Ha ha. And Lisa's like, yeah, she actually made butter. Meredith made butter.
And Heather's like, yeah, she made it and she presented it to restaurants. And then we see a little clip of, I'm assuming it's Brooks, taking a phone video of his mom being like, all right, mom, tell the waiter I'm recording it. Now, waiter, I would like you to take this butter and present it because it is butter that I made.
Is it possible to serve this hand-churned butter that I personally churned? And is it further possible to put it on a spoon, but say the spoon is an airplane and it has to come into the hangar on my toddler, Brooksy?
Whoa, did it melt, Meredith? Did it melt?
It's like, the butter? No, it didn't melt.
No, your face when they warmed up the butter. Sorry, everybody. People have been asking. People are crazy. All of you.
Wow. Wow, those are real rude questions about Meredith's face. Butterface.
I just want to add a little side note meeting. Here. As crazy as the set is behind me, the faces in front of me are even crazier. Okay, I'm Andy Cohen. Welcome to part 3 of the reunion.
Hey, who just threw this ball of butter at my face?
Whoa, what are we playing, horseshoes? Somebody just got another $5 necklace around Whitney's neck. That was amazing.
Hey, this is a question for Whitney. It's from the entire crew of this reunion. What'd you do with our shoelaces?
Monica, why did you take it so personally when Lisa kicked you off her Pioneer wagon?
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Why did you take it personally when she said, the reason why I kicked this person off the wagon is because she's not nice to other women and she's one of the worst people I ever met in my life?
And she goes, did you expect me to keep you on it? And Monica says,
I didn't expect you to keep me on it. It was your monologue of bullshit that I didn't like, girl.
What, that you don't support other women? Because you don't.
I was just asking another question. I was just answering the question I was asked.
All right. Hey, Lisa, when was the last time you did your own makeup? Hold on.
I think it was like 2019.
And so she says that she has her makeup. I just said and so. You see, I need a little shock
button. You're allowed to say and so. It's a transitional thing.
Guys, like, I'm trying. I'm noticing.
Who made Ronnie self-conscious about this? Who did this? Shame on you.
No, nobody did. I just, I need a little rubber band, like when you're quitting smoking. By the way, that doesn't work. When you have the rubber band and you keep hitting yourself, you just become addicted to the getting hit on the wrist. You know, the slap of the rubber band. I miss that.
Well, start smoking back just there.
Like rubber band my fist some more. Anyway, wrist some more. God damn it. I'm not going to say and I'm not going to say so.
Waiter. Do you mind serving me this butter that I hand turned with the assistance of a rubber band? Thank you.
Could you please cut my friend off? He doesn't need to be served any more ams or sos or ums. Thank you.
So Lisa's,
okay, yeah, here's what I was gonna say. I get glam, okay? I get glam every day. I have glam and go. That's what we call it, glam and go. She's just there once a day, glam and go.
And I'll have it till I die. Then Mary, by the way, Mary's there. Mary is like, Lisa, you do know that it's an insecurity, right? Lisa's like, no, it's not an insecurity. It's what I like, which is for no one to see my actual face in its natural state ever for the rest of my life. It's not an insecurity.
Mary, you special order Chanel toilet seats. Like, could we please not have lectures on insecurity from you?
Mary, your house is furnished by the actual Lorax. So can we not talk about insecurities?
But also, she can't see. Here's something people don't know about Lisa Barlow. She cannot see like a Greek person can see, girl.
Lisa, how many togas am I holding up in front of you? So Lisa's like, she's like, oh yeah, by the way, I can't see. I actually can't see anymore. That's a new thing for me. Yeah, I can't see. So Mary's like, it's not normal. Like, what does that have to do with a makeup artist? And Angie's like, no, she needs a makeup artist because she can't see. She puts the mascara on her lips and the lipstick on her forehead. It is a terrible situation for her.
I mean, half the time I go out looking like Heather goes out looking on purpose.
Hey, but we're supposed to be friends in this reunion.
Sorry, Heather. So, Monica, how long have you been practicing your Lisa Barlow impression? You've nailed it since day one. What a good one. Do it for us.
She's been practicing it since season one, Andy. Since season one, she's a fan, Andy.
Monica's like, shut up, old yeller, okay? You are seriously so obsessed with thinking that I'm obsessed with you. Your voice is so easy to do.
Oh, my God. It's like over here. Monica.
It's like literally like a low voice and then you just draw your A's out, girl.
And Lisa's like, well, I like my voice too. So Andy's like, speaking of impressions, Meredith, you showed off your Whitney impression. Can you give me a little bit of it? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. You said you wanted some of my hand-churned butter? Okay, well, first let me hand it to you, then you hand it back to me. But when you hand it back to me, it's like you're serving me. What was the question around here?
Do an impression of Whitney. It's like, all right, here's my impression of Whitney. Hi, I'm Whitney, and I talk like this.
Whitney's like, I do not talk like that.
Yeah, that's me. I'm churning butter. Just imagine instead of holding butter, it's your husband's limp wiener after going on a blood pressure medication. Hey.
That was too close to home. And then Mary chimes and she's like, I'm going to do it too. I'm going to do it. Hey, it's so easy. Meredith, Meredith, Meredith.
I'm Whitney. I'm Whitney. I'm Whitney.
I'm Whitney. I'm Whitney. I'm Whitney.
I want to do it too. I'm Whitney. I'm Whitney.
The Bravo guy's like, hi, just wanted to say it's coming up this Tuesday. I'm Whitney on Bravo.
I'm so Whitney, Whitney, baby. I'm Whitney.
All right, Jennifer Aiden doing her Whitney.
But Angie actually can do a good Whitney. Oh, no, she can't do a good Meredith.
She could Meredith.
She does a good one. She does the woomles and the nasty nails. I'm Greek. Well, Neck from Waddle says, Heather, Mary criticizing your necklace at Opry Ski was classless, but her body-shaming comments on Watch What Happens Live about Gucci not making size 14 were disgusting. I am appalled.
Have you two spoken since that? And Heather's like, we have spoken, and she said she didn't mean it that way. And Mary's like, yeah, I was not body shaming at all. I mean, that didn't even come to my mind. I mean, usually most things don't come to my mind, to be honest. And I have no reason to do that. I think she looks really good, especially today. I mean, look at that. See, size 14 can work out. And I guess she shamed me because she looks great.
You're such a fucking liar. Yes, you were body shaming her. And why is everybody kissing Mary's ass all the time? Why? I think at this point, everybody thinks Mary's mentally ill. And they're just like, it's like that.
I think that is it.
It's that Kelly Bensimone thing in Scary Island where they just all agreed she's obviously off her rocker. And by going at her, we're going after somebody who's got an issue because they really do treat her. I mean, even their tones of voice. Heather's like, she didn't mean it that way. Did you, Mary? No, what? Body shaming?
Yeah.
No, never. I would just call her fat and inbred. That's not body shaming. Come on.
I think they all recognize the value that Mary brings to the show these days. And they also realize that, like, it's kind of punching down to, like, come for Mary a little bit. So they just sort of let Mary be, and they get it, and they just realize that's just Mary being Mary.
Yeah, I guess so. So, Mary, you give a lot of comedic relief. What's your future with the group? Do you want to be part of the group? Well, I'm just going to be me. And if people are going to be willing to open up and accept me, I would. But if it's still pushing out, if there's still a push out, I mean, Whitney still acts like, I mean, she's terrified of me, which, I mean, she's always got something to say. So there's that. And she's like, well, I was scared in the beginning of disappointing you. So the fear you're feeling, it isn't of you. It's a feeling of what you will do to me if I ever upset you.
Okay. Also known as fear of Mary. You're afraid of her.
I'm not afraid of sharks. I'm just afraid of going in the water and getting eaten by a shark.
I'm afraid of what sharks will do to me after I disappoint them. Yeah. So she's like, Mary's like, but why? She's like, because of whatever comes out of your mouth after. Well, I think what comes out of her mouth is Mary, right? So Mary's like, what do you mean? She's like, I mean, if you knew me, I mean, Meredith, are you afraid of me? And Meredith is like, no. And Mary and I, maybe not on camera, but we have had words specifically around the topic of butter. And you know what? We navigated it, and it's done in 2 seconds flat, just sort of like as much time as it requires to soften the butter in the microwave, and it's fine. And so maybe I can give you guys some lessons on how to navigate Mary.
Hopefully they'll teach you to navigate Mary better than my driver navigated a Range Rover into a snowbank. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm re-traumatized.
So Andy says, okay, I'm bored. Bye, Mary. Done enough nothing here today. You can go. And she goes, Andy, that was so good. Bye.
So they all go off on break because they're about to hit Bermuda. And so they're on break. It's just Monica and Andy sitting on the set alone. Like, it's just this big, empty set. So Andy's like, well, this season, the ladies had their first international.
Crazy. Don't you think that's crazy that Monica just stayed there to sit next to Andy? It's like she was expecting some kind of conversation. I think she's disappointed that she didn't get her one-on-one. Because, you know, whenever there's a giant scandal on Bravo, they try and do the.
Yeah.
And then Andy sits down one-on-one with Reality Monty. So she just kind of sits there waiting to be asked something, and he does the slump in the chair and looks on his phone. And he's like, you hear the like growls, like the, a new bear has agreed to top you.
Grinder. So, well, this season the ladies had their first international vacation, so we issue a formal apology to Southwest Airlines because we had to close out our loyalty program with them. But mysterious messages and mafia allegations quickly turned this girl's trip into a whodunit, or in this case, who DM'd it? Ha! And the most shocking mystery of all, and still is, who is the real Monica?
So we see all those clips and Heather's big monologue at the end. I have your entire formula, receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. Can we start over again? Whitney, I'm in the middle of the line. Sorry, but did you notice? Really stressful. That was a lot to remember one time, even watching it.
It's just too many items for Whitney's memory, her short-term memory.
She can't even watch somebody else trying to remember.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but what I meant to say was, I don't know if you noticed that, like, we've seen the clip of Heather saying, receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. We've seen it so many times. So it was funny to me that this time when Bravo showed it, did you notice they re-edited it? They inserted Lisa into it. So it goes, receipts, proof, timeline. What? Screenshots! Did you see that? What?
Doc, this is the remix that you guys are going to get on this one.
What?
So she yells at her and the black eye thing, blah, blah, blah. So, dong, we come back. And Whitney's like, wow, that was a good dong. Good job. Who's playing the dong? Monica, we've not heard your side of the story. You've been accused of being a troll account that has come after everyone in this room. Are you or are you not Reality Von Teeth?
She's like,
no, I am part of the page, yes, but I did not set up the account, and I did not name the account or open the account.
Which is funny, because later on, she's like, the reason why we started this account and named it this way is because of this one.
So here's what we decided when we decided to open up the account.
And this goes back to the start of this recap. You've got to be better. I mean, you're just...
consistency.
It's not being a liar. No one's surprised that you're a liar. I mean, you're on a reality show. But you're a bad liar. You're just so bad at it. Like, you need to think about your plans. You need to plan your plans. You plan your lies, girl. You can't just come on here badly lying. She's terrible. So she says.
And also, don't be like.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say. And also, like, it feels like sometimes Monica is just like open book. She just is super honest about things. But then she lies about other things that it's like, why'd you lie about that thing? You didn't have to lie about that thing. Just be honest about all this shit because it'll work out.
Because
but like,
it's compulsive. It's very Jax from Vanderpump Rules where he's just lying about shit that you know it's a lie. And it's easily provable that it's a lie. Why are you lying about it? And then he just forgets what he says. And then 2 minutes later, he contradicts himself. And when they call him out on it, he's like, no, I didn't.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Andy says, so you didn't do that. Were you posting things under that handle? And she says,
yes. Well, not all of them, but yes.
How long?
I started in 2021.
So that the show was on the air and you were working for Jen?
No.
Okay, so you had already given evidence against Jen at that time?
I don't know that I had given evidence yet.
You don't know? You don't remember whether or not you were interviewed about Jen?
I mean, and then he's like, okay, well, you'd given your statement. You're really making me tease out the part that I'm not even interested in yet. She's like, yes. She's like, okay, well, what was the original point of Reality Von Teeth? Like, was it to get back at Jen? And she's like,
it was to expose Jen. It was to expose the hurt of how she was treating her employees, and that's what it was, girl.
And Andy's like, so then he started including things about the other housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like the page was made for, like, talking shit on these ladies. Like, I honestly feel like that page, like, did not come for, like, any of them, girl.
Well, and there's where you already know it's another lie, because I feel like, you know, I feel like it didn't, and I feel like it didn't do that. Well, it's not about feelings. It's literally about facts of what the thing was, lady. Come on. So yeah. Then he says, Heather, do you guys have documentation about things that were posted on this account? And she says, that physically hurt me? Yes, absolutely. They're still up, Andy. So then we see a bunch of the stuff we've seen before, which are... Now, this is where Heather... This just goes to show a pro, because Heather takes a bunch of bullshit and then spins it into something it's not, when she's already got good stuff. She's already got the stuff. She explains a little bit in this YouTube interview I want to play people in a second, and you, because we haven't played it for you either. But she spins it into this bullshit. You know, read, even seeing screenshots of this text or this post on the TV screen, we can see that she's clearly reposting something that Jen wrote her in DMs about Heather, right?
She Jen but calls Heather the T word.
Yes, she calls her the T word.
Right.
And there's like trigger warnings all over it. And Heather is saying, yeah, I mean, she's up there calling me this. She's up there calling me that. And Monica says, what are you talking about? Jen's the one who said that. And she goes, yeah, but they're up there right now. You posted it multiple times. She goes, I didn't post that one. But see, Monica's getting trapped in the little things. I didn't post that. You may not have pressed post, but that's your account. You've seen them post multiple times.
Yeah, you're like, don't, like, just say, like, we did post that. You say, look, honestly, we posted that because we wanted to show what a shitty friend Jen was. I didn't really consider that just by having that up, it was just perpetuating hurt for you. Like, that's really all she had to say. Like, honestly, like, I didn't even realize that. And you know what? If I could have taken it back, I thought I was being actually, I was exposing how you were being treated poorly, but I didn't realize I was just perpetuating it. But instead, she's like, I didn't post that. No, not me. So
I didn't post that one. You can't prove that I posted that particular post, when all she needed to say was, my point was that Jen was horrible.
And she does say it. I mean, she does say, like, girl, we were sticking up for you in your defense, girl. But then Heather's like, but you know what? Like, I can pull up 10 other examples of every time you posted it. So Andy's like, okay, well, show me how this works. She goes, how what works? The internet, Andy. Hey. Whoa, off limits.
Explain the posting and the tagging. I can't tell what's been generated by this page and what's been reposted.
And Lisa says, what's the difference? Well, I mean, there's a huge difference, I think, between someone actually coming up with the stuff to bully you and then someone reposting and claiming, you know, calling someone else out for bullying you. I think that there's a difference.
Unless they repost stuff that is going to continue bullying. I don't know. Either way. So,
it's not great, but there is a difference.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
So then they're gonna go to Reality Bounties, and
Andy's acting like he's never been there or checked it out at all. He's like, wait a minute, how do I look at this Reality Bounties 2? Was that the one? Girl, come on, you haven't gone to Reality Bounties? I know you've got a lot going on over there, but come on.
Heather's like, yeah, because the first one got shut down for cyberbullying, and Monica goes, that's not why I got pulled down. Well. No, what did it get pulled down for then? Like, what? Why else does it get pulled down? Like, honestly, the reasons why a page gets pulled down from Instagram could get so much worse. So to be like, we didn't get pulled down for bullying someone. We got pulled down because we were racist. I mean, like, what do you want? Yeah.
She never answers. She goes, okay, then why? Because of the cease and desist from Jen and Sharif's attorney?
No, we didn't care about that because we knew we had facts.
No, it's not facts. And she says, well, she called you all those names. I did not
call her, I did not call Heather that. We need to make that very clear.
And she goes, yeah, but you know it's posted and it's on Instagram. And she goes, yeah, but we're posting Jen saying it. We weren't actually saying it. And Heather says, well, thank you for being the courier of horrible lies and shit about me and putting it out there and tagging every single Bravo account in the universe.
And Monica goes, you're welcome. So Heather goes, and she's like, yeah, you're putting it out there. She goes, well, it wasn't a lie, girl. It was Jen calling you an awful name, and we were trying to expose how abusive she was to you. Do you understand that? And Heather's like, you are not a hero in this, Monica. And she's like, well, I'm fine being the villain in my story, Heather, because you're the clown in mine. Ugh.
Yeah, but you infiltrated the clown college to get to be a part of this circus. So that just doesn't really work.
That's a good point.
You know? Now, here's something interesting, because this was a point where I just didn't understand what Heather was saying. I'm like, well, I think they're coming too hard for Monica for posting stuff that Jen did, you know? And so far, they haven't really shown us that much evidence of what Monica did. So Variety was pretty classy, actually. If I do say so myself, did an article this week about Salt Lake City.
Ooh, and I want to see
they
it.
They also did a video interview, I guess, that the article is based off of, where they're talking to the producers and they're talking to Heather and Andy, and they're interviewing them like this is one of the greatest all-time cinematic scenes in our century. And they're all talking about it with such gravitas. You know, it's like, and then that's when I realized we had a scene here, and I took this to the ladies, and as I got ready for makeup, I really went over what I was going to say and tried to plan how best would it land. I mean, it really is. If you guys haven't seen it, go to YouTube.
I have just to see it.
Google Variety Andy Cohen and Heather Gay breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
HOSLC finale.
Yeah, this is written by Meredith Werner and Kate Arthur, and Kate Arthur does amazing reporting on Bravo for Variety. So I highly recommend reading any one of her articles anytime they come out, because they're just always great. I love
this
them.
Isn't the article. I mean, this isn't, the article's great. Go read that. But this is the YouTube video of it, of all these interviews where they're all acting like they're on the Actors Studio. So I'm going to just play a minute. This is starting at 15:24, and this is of Heather kind of explaining what pissed them off about the account, even though it wasn't specifically bullying them.
Hurtful things that Reality Von Teese said about me and said about all of us, but they were really just base insults, like calling me the Teesler, calling me Shrek, calling me Manatee, making fun of my house, making fun of my outfits, making fun of my appearance, making fun of my friendships. It would track my every move. If I unfollowed someone, she would announce it on her pet page. She would announce if my followers were going up. She just kept constant, relentless track of every aspect of our lives. And it was really, it wasn't just the level of hurt from the insults, it was the relentless, obsessive pursuit to stay on our radar and then to meet us and pretend that she's meeting us for the first time, that she doesn't know my kids' names, she doesn't know their age, she doesn't know what car I drive, she doesn't know where I live. Those were all lies. It was the deception. She'd been amongst us for that entire time and never revealed that she knew everything about us. It was really the constant deception and the relentless obsession. She had.
I mean, she makes a strong case.
That's creepy as fuck. That is creepy as fuck. It's not just that she's reposting stuff that Jen's saying, it's that she's posting it day after day after day, posting to everybody, making sure everybody picks it up, making sure it's run all over the as many places as she can, you know? And it's the obsession. It's creepy, okay?
It is, and actually,
you can still like Monica and say that's some creepy shit behavior right there.
Yeah, and like, somewhere in this segment here, we'll probably get up to it, but sort of jumping the gun here, Heather pulls up her, she pulls up her DMs, and you know, like if someone tags you in a story and the story expires, you no longer see it in your messages, but you still see someone tagged you in a story. And Heather just has like a long list of Reality Von Teese tagged you, tagged you, tagged you, tagged you, tagged you. So to be constantly tagged by the same account, and that account is like, yeah, like, oh, Heather dropped this person. Heather did this. Heather did that. You know, like, I can see how that would be like, oh, my God, shut up. I'm surprised Heather didn't block Reality Von Teese. And by the way, good thing she didn't, because she was able to have pulled up the receipts of just how many times she was tagged by this account.
Crazy. So, okay. So back to this. Let's see. So, so she gets her burnout, you know.
You're the clowns in my story.
So Andy says, okay, I found something. So we see the on-screen post of, it says, repost of a reposted Insta story. And it's a Heather Gay tweet. And it says, DMX rapper who blended menace with sincerity has died at 50 at 50 years old, Rolling Stone. And then we see Heather's profile, and there's a poll that Reality Tease puts over it, and it says, vote, she would never, and let me see it. And then it says, I just got my hands on a good video of her saying some racist-ass shit. And then this is a DM they're showing, and it says, y'all's grandma is still pretending she can get Black D, still looking for a brother to actually say yes to this, which I guess is Jen DMing Monica all this. I mean, it's just...
Either way, it's like just stuff like coming up. And so Monica's like, well, I didn't say that. And Lisa's like, yes, you did. And Monica's like, that doesn't mean I wrote it. And Lisa's like, but you posted it. And Monica is like, this doesn't even sound like me. This sounds like Jen. So Whitney's like,
by the way, she's reading the actual tweet that was being commented on by Rolling Stone and saying, well, that doesn't sound like, because she starts reading it. DMX rapper who blended, that doesn't even sound like me. Well, we know. You're not being accused of being Rolling Stone.
Okay? Hey. I'm more hurt by the text messages exchanged between her and Tanisha.
And Monica, no one listens to basically Whitney. Monica's like, yeah, that's not, I'm sorry.
This sounds like Jen. This is like Jen. And Heather goes, but you reposted that over and over and over and over again. Horrible. And he's like, reality bomb tease. And Monica's like, girl, if this were in like, if that was like our stories, it'd be like in our highlights. So
I guess is Monica like saying this wasn't even a story?
Well, we're supposed to stories don't automatically go to highlights, do they? You have to pick.
No, I don't know.
This argument's a little silly. So she says, if they're in our stories, they would be in our highlights. And Heather, because she's asked to see the proof. Monica's asked to see the phone. And she's like, you know, if this was in there, they would have been in our highlights. And Heather's like, no, because you didn't save all your highlights. And you also cleaned this up for the past year and a half. So there's stuff missing. And he says, does anybody have DMs from Reality Von Teese? And Lisa's like, we would just tag there every day to a level you can't even expect.
And so Monica's like, Monica says, by the way, that like, oh yeah, we tagged them all the time because we wanted you guys to see. We wanted you guys to see this, which is its own kind of thirstiness too, by the way. And so Andy's like, all right, well, I will say this, Reality Von Teese, I'm looking at Heather's phone. This is like hundreds and hundreds of tags. Wow. And Heather's like, yeah, for 3 years. And Monica goes, it wasn't 3 years. It was just during 2021. It's like, even if it's just 1 year, that's not good. That's even more concentrated a period of time for all these tags.
So Lisa goes, well, we can see when they get started. We can see it here. And Monica says, do you want me to tell you the exact date? And Heather says, it was March 2nd. And why give her a platform? Let's not even give her a platform, Andy. This is just so ridiculous. She's a bully and a troll. And so Monica is reaching behind the couch to get a prop. And she goes, oh, you're saying I don't deserve a platform? That is gross. It's gross, Monica. You're going to make it like all bullies deserve a platform.
I know.
And if you say something against bullies, you're, you know, a horrible, horrible person. Come on.
So
bullies
she pulls
deserve
out
a chance, too.
So she pulls out her burn book, which we saw in all the previews. And everyone's like, oh, Andy. Heather's like, oh, Andy, God. And Lisa's like, oh, God, I went through this for 3 years. You think I want to see a burn book? You know what I want to see? A makeup artist glam till I die. And so Monica's like,
yeah, it's a burn book.
So they're all just like groaning because I think people are just over burn books on Bravo right now. I think it's sort of like it peaked with Monique's folder on Potomac. And after that, like there's no need to go back there because Monique did it so well. There's just, we don't need another one. We never need another one.
It's also just, it's been so done. Also, it's the same week that Mean Girls comes out and you've got the Mean Girls prop. And it's just like, is this a weird Bravo tie-in? Like, are they purposely doing this tie-in? Because that's just too much of a weird coincidence. Also, Mean Girls is like over. And if you're going to do a burn book the same weekend the musical of Mean Girls comes out, you need to give me like a bad, shitty musical version of this burn book. Like, I need to hear like, you know.
Music that you'll never remember.
She's a skanky hoe. She's a stupid slut.
Like, I need something. I need more from you, is what I'm saying.
But also, like, pulling out like a burn book or a binder is great if you're having a shady fight. But this is actually like a real fight where these women are like genuinely rattled by this entire thing. And you're going to pull out like this prop that's like funny. And like no one wants to hear, no one wants prop comedy right now. So she pulls this out and they all don't want to do this. And Andy's like, so this burn book, is this like the worst of what you did? And furthermore, did Linda help you make this? Did she help? You know, Linda's on the side being like, Monica, turn to page 4. I put a surprise in there. Go look at it, Monica. Come on, Monica. This is your job. You're an actress right now, Monica.
Well, look, a lot has been said about Monica. Monica is a mother just because there's been video released of her screaming at her mother with the kids there. And it's just so toxic and that she does that in front of the kids. A lot of people have had stuff to say about that. There's been stuff said about Monica, just like, is she a good housewife or is she terrible? A lot is said about I want to just stop and just compliment Monica because, A, the crafting here is good. It's good craft work. I love crafts.
It is.
I think it looks well just like the burn book. And I also want to say to the people who are saying that Monica's probably not a good mother, she's a good enough mother to have craft night with her children. Because I could just imagine all 4 of those kids sitting around making this. Because it's well done. And listen, I say if you're going to take a bunch of bitches down, do it with your whole family. So
it's so funny. I was totally thinking that too. I was like, I bet she did this with her daughters. So Andy's like, okay, let's see what's in here. Okay, hey, that's me. What am I doing in here? That's strange. It was just like Andy. There's like a picture of Andy being like, ah, hey.
He's got like a devil and an angel on his shoulders, and it says he fucked the other half of New York or something.
Right.
You know, making jokes about Meredith's or Lisa's quote from last season or whenever it was, 2 seasons ago. So then Heather is going, oh my God, that is terrible. I mean, it says he fucked the other half of New York, Andy? How could you? And trying to make it this big thing, even though it's, you know, supposed to be humorous. And Monica says, it's a burn book. It's supposed to be funny, Heather. You don't have to take it so serious, girl. But this girl is the nastiest skank bitch I've ever met. Don't trust her. She's a fugly slut. How could you? How could you write that stuff about somebody? And the picture is of Monica. It's like, come on, it's a direct lift from Mean Girls. Don't add being humorless on top of all this. Come on.
Yeah. She's like, I'm doing it to myself, girl. God, relax. So then we see a picture of like Lisa Barlow in high school. There's that picture of Lisa Barlow in high school that makes its rounds every now and then. And then she wrote down Lisa Barflow, and it says, Lisa Lee is a materialistic little biatch. And Lisa's like, oh my God, that's like the worst photo.
All Lisa can think about is that they're putting her yearbook photo out there. How could you?
Can we put glam on that
day.
Photo?
Glam every day.
So Andy's looking at this and he's like, in his mind, he's like, so this is just like, just jokes. He's like, what's the purpose of this? Because he's like, it starts off as jokes, but then it's like, back here, it's like receipts. Like, what are we supposed to do with this right now?
And she says, yeah, it started as a joke, but no, wait, guys, because there's more. It's like, no, this has already failed. You know, part of it because they don't have a sense of humor. But the other part, because they don't owe you a sense of humor at this moment. And for you to come in here expecting a sense of humor from them is cuckoo. It's, but
also,
you know, read the
And book. It also isn't revealed. There's nothing new in it. There's nothing
it's just
that
it's a bad prop. I mean, a bad prop, girl.
It's not exposing anything. It's not like, aha, here's the real truth. It didn't make any sense. There's no reason. I don't understand why she needed it because her account already is her burn book. So it just was, it was definitely a fail. Yeah. So
I felt bad for her. I was rooting for this. Listen, we've been seeing this burn book for weeks now. We've been very excited to see this burn book and to find out that it was just good gluing, good glitter work, good cutting and pasting, bad burn book, flop.
Yeah. So Andy's like, okay, so you were trying to expose Jen Shah. Tell me how it's helpful blasting out into the world all these things about them that are horrible. And Heather's like, yeah, what if we retweeted everything your mom said about you every single day? And I thought Monica was going to lose her shit. But she goes, well, honestly, my mom already did that. So no biggie. So now Lisa starts getting all mad. Ha, 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 what are you talking about? Ha, ha. And Monica's like, I literally just said, I see how that hurts you. But like, I'm telling you that, like, you know what? They're like not even listening to me right now, Andy girl.
Because it's hard to listen to you because you just keep spewing bullshit. I mean, Heather says, how would you feel if we tweeted all your mom stuff? She goes, well, my mom already did that. Yeah, so you should understand how they feel. Do you see the point? Like, do you see where it's right. all supposed to be connecting in your brain here? And so she's like, well, they're not listening to me, which she's got a point. They're not. They do keep talking over you, but you just have such an endless flow of bullshit. And you also keep talking over everybody else. So you all lose points on that one, I say.
Yeah, she goes, and Monica basically says, you know, we were trying to get out how awful Jen Shah was, and I'm sorry that ended up hurting you. But I think the point is also, it wasn't like they took some strays. Like, the account, like, went out of its way to, like, you know, highlight different things about them and spread gossip, etc. It wasn't just, like, collateral damage.
So here's where people keep saying online, she never even apologized. But she does right here. She says, we were just trying to get out how mean Jen is. And if I hurt you, I'm sorry. But that wasn't the intent. So it wasn't the best apology. But she...
It was approaching an apology. I thought, like, okay, here it comes. She's finally... She was all mad, but now she's simmering down. And now we're going to get, like, the tears and the I got caught up in it. But nope, it doesn't happen. And Andy says, I got to tell you something. Okay, I'm going to... This is the part of the reunion where I say you're full of shit, but I do it with a smile on my face so you don't see it coming. Okay, I got to tell you something. I'm kind of amazed that you're so surprised that they're pissed off by this. Wow, you really are something else. And she goes, yeah, I really am, because they were like such big fans of the page. And Lisa's like, what? Who was a big fan of the page?
You are, girl.
And Heather goes, who? You called me a fuckface skank bitch when I unfollowed you. And Monica does, she reads one from Angie. She says, here's a DM I got from Angie.
I mean, she calls me out. She doesn't have shit. I was going to give her a ruthless response, but my husband talked me out of it. And then when it was exposed on that page, it was the best fucking day of my life.
And Angie just goes, yeah, and so what?
Angie has the best defense, because you can't say anything to that. Because we saw earlier, like a few days ago, a few episodes ago, that Angie had written, like, back to Reality Bunties, so many things like, ha ha, funny, you go girl, hashtag hilarious, smiley emojis, laughing emojis. I mean, Angie was the biggest fan of this one. And Angie's fully caught. And I just love that Angie goes, so what?
Like, well, yeah, I mean, if somebody is torturing your enemy online, you know, she's going to love it. So I don't blame her for loving it. I think that that's actually really fun. I think she would have really been caught if she had been caught giving information or something to Reality Vontees, you know. But just being a fan, you know, listen, everyone has their fans.
Yeah, that's being a fan is separate from, like, condoning, you know, mass deception in the group.
So then, damn it. Monica reads that. So Angie says, Andy says, did you post positive things about the women too? And we see positive posts now where it's like, oh my God, we love to see all the ladies be so happy together. Oh my God, we love seeing the ladies do charity.
I mean, Andy, we really tried to do nice things about them and support them as well.
And Lisa just laughs. And Monica gets really upset that she's being laughed at, because this all sounded very reasonable in her head, but it sounds fucking cuckoo just to say it out loud. Like, yeah, we were really good to them too, Andy.
Heather's like, yeah, it was 1 out of 10,000. You're not a hero. Yeah, based on the things that she wrote, she did not like any of us. So, like, why do you want to be our friend? Like, why do you want to be here with us? Based on everything you wrote, you fucking hated us. And Andy's like, do you want to be their friends or do you want to be on the show? And she's like,
I think that, like, both can be true.
And Andy's like, so you want to be your friend? Be their friend?
Okay, just a hint. I know it's too late now, but you're supposed to be acting like you're not just a fame-hungry fan who slipped past everybody through the metal detector. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be acting like, no, I genuinely wanted some fellowship with other women and to support me in a rough time. And I wanted to be friends with them even more because I had stalked them. And I realized, oh my God, I actually really like these people. There. I just saved your job. Do-do-do-do. Go back in time. Do-do-do-do.
That's all she had. Yep. So Monica's like, you know, I genuinely
feel bad.
And Heather's like, I don't think you do, but that's fine. And she goes,
well, what is wrong with me? Why did I sit on this couch? You don't think I belong here?
See, so she gets, like, all angry again. She's more upset about like her right to be on the couch and be on TV, and people questioning that, then like people questioning like how much she generally
because
likes
she them. Has to turn when she is losing, which she knows she is, because she thinks she's making all these points and they're literally laughing in her face, and so she's backed into a corner, and so now she's going to victim stuff. Every time she gets backed into a corner, she turns into this huge victim, like, how dare you? What's wrong with me wanting to sit on this couch? Someone like me, you don't think I belong here? What's wrong with me? You're not the one being fucking bullied, lady. You don't get to just like have a big cry fest over this right now, okay?
The response should be, I know it's hard to believe, but I do. No, it's true. I do genuinely care about you. Did I want to be on the show? Yes, but ultimately, like, what I'm realizing now is that, like, as much as I love being on the show, you guys really were great friends to me. And, you know, I feel terrible about all this because I got myself in a hole. It's like one of those movies and I didn't know how to get out of it. And now here I am and no one will ever believe me. But I know in my heart how much I really adore you guys.
That's it. Or take a page from rom-coms from the 80s where it's like you're dared to date the dork, and then the dork falls for it. But then you really fall for the dork.
Yeah.
But then the dork finds out that you were just doing it as a bet the whole time. It's like Pretty in Pink or whatever. You have to be like, no, but I really loved you. You have to give that speech. That's the speech that's required of you right now. I did come in here because I thought it was funny and I was being your stalker or whatever. And my goal was not to be friends with you. It was just to get fame. But I learned being here that it's more than about just fame. This is true friendship. This is true fellowship. You guys taught me what real friends are. Now I don't have to be a crazy fucking stalker. And then music would play. You're doing it all at the Hollywood Bowl. Boom! You just got five more seasons. You're a national hero. But unfortunately...
Like, did you ever watch Tootsie? Look. Dustin Hoffman literally infiltrated Jessica Lange's life. She shared with Dustin Hoffman deep personal secrets when he was dressed vaguely like very clearly still Dustin Hoffman, but in a wig. And she fell for it. And that was such an abuse of trust. And you know, she still was like, I'm gonna go back to you. Like, you know, spoiler.
Monica, spoiler do it alert. Like Tootsie. You know,
do
what
it
I mean?
Like Tootsie.
Jesus Christ. Do you it should have, like Tootsie.
But you know, the difference is that Tootsie, you know what? Tootsie came clean on live TV in front of Dabney Coleman. And Monica.
You need that moment. You need that.
Monica was outed. It was different. Yeah.
You need that. Well, that's true.
But she needed to take Tootsie's lead.
Yeah. Okay. God, that was what a classic film.
Great movie. Right.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap. Okay. This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.